The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, it is that time of the week when we tell you what to watch, and we are joined in studio by entertainment journalist Serena Bellissimo and David O'Callaghan from the Here and Back Again podcast. Guys, you're very, very welcome.
Thank you.
We love to see you on this rainy Thursday afternoon. Perfect television or screen watching kind of weather. Let's come to you first of all, Serena. What do you got for us?
We're going to start with something that we've both seen, and it stars Ryan Gosling. It's called Project Hail Mary. It officially releases next Friday, but the reason why we're talking about this is there's previews all weekend, yes. And there's previews on Paddy's Day as well. He is basically a science teacher whose approach to help save the world from this new light that they've found in outer space. There's a lot of science jargon that I'm not going to go into, but he ends up having to go to space and try and save the world. While he's up there, he befriends an alien. Yeah. I'm not giving too much away, am I? Because I'm too scared. Yeah, okay. He befriends...
Sure, this isn't Mork and Mindy, no?
It feels a bit like Mork and Mindy. It's got that charm of Mork and Mindy.
Really? Does it?
Yeah.
Is it a comedy?
It's a bit of everything. It's a comedy. It's a drama. It's tender. It's just gorgeous.
It's sci-fi crowd pleaser. To me, it was E.T. meets Close Encounters of the Third Kind, done by Pixar in live action. They're all your hits.
Like, yeah.
It's a beautiful, warm, fuzzy, glowy, you'll walk out with a pep in your step. I adored this movie.
The reason why it worked is, like, a lot of the time, Ryan Gosling is on his own. So it has to be someone who's really charismatic to be able to carry this off, and he carries it off perfectly.
He's on his own in space.
Yeah. He's on his own in space with Rocky, and I have to say I'm a massive Rocky fan.
Is Rocky animated or what is Rocky?
CGI.
CGI. I'm just trying to work out, this isn't an animated film.
No, it's not. Okay. So it looks spectacular. Like, it is magnificent. And what it also does really well is it goes, and sometimes I don't like this with movies, when you're going from one timeline to another, but it goes from present to past so you can understand how he got there and why he's there. It just does it so seamlessly. It is just, I really loved it. The only thing I will say before we tell you why we loved it is it does go for 2.5 hours.
I was going to say, why?
It doesn't need to.
Film does not need to be 2 hours, and 36 minutes.
No, as much as I'm sure.
You haven't seen it, have you?
No, but he's
no,
right.
But,
you just mean by the description. Sorry.
A light comedy.
No, I'm with you, as in I the really long films are,
There is no need. Look, you won't feel the time passing, yes. But if you are anxious like me and who likes to know how it all ends, I almost wanted to watch it in fast forward, know how it ends, and go back and watch it again a second time so I can actually enjoy it all properly.
And is it called Project Hail Mary because they're on a prayer here trying to save the world?
Yeah.
Okay. If you're thinking, this kind of sounds familiar, did Matt Damon do this before?
Yeah, I was going to say that.
Andy Weir, who did The Martian, so he wrote the book Project Hail Mary. So he just does science jargon with loners in space.
The Martian was pretty good from memory, wasn't it?
Yeah. But this is a more warm and fuzzy, glowy family. Like, 10-year-olds will have as much of a ball as adults who want to go back to their 80s childhood. I get the ending, or the length of the movie is a bit of a pain. But then again, if you're enjoying something, I always go, well, do you know what? I could sit here for 4 hours.
Don't give them that idea.
People have complained about the Lord of the Rings multiple endings of this one, because there are, like, you think it's over.
Mm-hmm.
It's still gone. So there is a bit of that, but
I'm kind of with you. If a movie has me and has me caught, I don't really mind it being super long.
Why does it need to be?
I'm with Shane. Not that we're taking sides and stuff, but I'm ashamed.
I know. I do think some movies are miles too long, and it seems to be a trend and all that. But if I love it, sometimes I don't want it. It's like a good book. I don't want it to end.
And do you know what? Ryan Gosling on screen, and we keep talking about the buddy comedy, the tenderness that comes from Ryan and essentially this rock that he has called Rocky is amazing. You're there for that relationship. And I'm also there for the fact that there's so many Rocky references.
And he's not the only
that kind of Rocky
Nice. Yep. He's not the only Gosling in the film as well.
No, so apparently, now his daughters don't voice Rocky, but during the filming, sometimes they'd get his daughters to voice Rocky and he'd react. So when there's smiles, it's like genuine smiles. And then they went and did the VO and stuff, which is really lovely.
That's actually a really cool idea. Do you know what I mean? Because he would react so differently to his kids.
Exactly.
So they're not in the film at all.
But
it's a bit like Kevin Costner in The Big Chill.
Is he not in it?
He's the body.
He's the body in the coffin at the start, in the opening scene.
But we never see it. It's cut out.
Okay, there you go. It's like that completely. So Ryan used it as an emotional acting tool.
Yeah.
And then we have, is it John Ortiz that actually voices James Ortiz, who actually voices
Ryan. I think I'm sold on this one. I think I'm going to.
It's worth a try.
Previews this weekend, Paddy's Day, and then general release from Friday.
And if you are going to see this, please do not watch it for the first time on your TV. Please go to the cinema. This is something that deserves to be enjoyed at the cinema. Okay. And you're going to get your money's worth for 2.5 hours.
Serena, before we move on, I watched one of your recommendations.
What did you watch
last week? Vladimir.
And what did you think? Because John wasn't sold.
I was a bit down on it last week.
Yeah.
I actually enjoyed it.
It's good, isn't it?
At the end annoyed the hell out of me.
Yeah.
But
Don't give it away.
I'm not going to give it away. But it's quirky. It's a brilliant send-up of modern college life and how the kids rule the roost. And it's all, everyone's terrified of offending anyone. And so, yeah, I enjoyed it, I have to say.
I do love Rachel Weisz.
Yeah, we'll try. Weisz. Yeah.
Weisz.
It's on Netflix. It's only six episodes, isn't it? 6 or 8 episodes. It's very quick.
Half-hour episode,
okay.
I think.
And I think that's why we're enjoying it as well, because it's short and sharp. Yes, it may go for eight, but it's only 30 minutes long.
I just thought I'd give you a bit of feedback. David, what's your first recommendation? Well, obviously, you were also recommending.
Yes, Project Hail Mary. Yeah, I'm going again myself this weekend. Scarpetta is on Prime Video, which is the new... anybody who knows their literary world, it's Patricia Cornwell's Kay Scarpetta. She's a chief medical examiner. The books have been around since the 1990, and there's a million of them at this stage. So it's a huge, big budget Prime Video thing with Nicole Kidman, centrepiece of it all. Jamie Lee Curtis is there, Bobby Cannavale, and Ariana DeBose, and Rosie McCune plays. So it's set between 1998, which is young Kay Scarpetta, and 2026, which is Nicole Kidman. And there's a serial killer on the loose, and she made her case back in the 90s, or she made her name, and now this serial killer is back, and it's like, is it all a ruse? Was it all, did he put away the wrong person? So,
is it terrifying?
It is grim and grisly. Like, straight away, there's you know, the bodies, there's arms missing and leg. It's.
I read one Patricia Cornwell book in the 1990s when they were out, and they were huge. I don't know if you read any of them, Shane, but no. I read one, and in it, it's full of serial killers, and one of the serial killers came around the back of someone's house and went up the drain pipe, climbed up a drain pipe into through the back bedroom window of a house. And I was living in a house on South Circular Road with a big drain pipe outside, and I couldn't sleep. I was terrified.
Well, the good news is that is this, so that's post-mortem, the book. And that is this. And then also, because it's jumped between the two timelines, Autopsy, which is a book from 2020, is the second part of the story. So it's actually based on those two books.
Oh, God.
Now, the only thing about it is, they do this weird thing, is it's a crime procedural thing, which I love. And then there's family drama. And I don't know, Jamie Lee Curtis, since she won her Oscar, I think has gone off a bit of a cliff, as in she's just doing the same screamy, kind of mad role. Like, she's done it in The Bear as the mother, and she's done it in one or two others. They take you out of the show. Like, she's just this weird mother figure, not to Nicole Kidman, but her sister. And every time she's on, you're like, oh, take me back to the serial killer. I don't know what's happening here. I really just want to see the murder.
So the subplot was annoying.
And there's an AI drama thing. I'm like, oh, man, just go back to where we were.
Is it trying to do too much?
Yeah, I think. And Patricia Cornwell is involved in the scripting of it all. But I think if they just focused on the crime. Now, all episodes are up. There's 8 episodes. They're an hour each. They could be 45 minutes if you remove. But I'm loving it, so.
On this show, as entrepreneurs, we often talk about the courage it takes to start something from scratch. Every successful brand begins with a vision, a purpose, and someone willing to take a chance on an idea. And while every founder's journey is different, many share the same determination to overcome obstacles, innovate, and build something meaningful from the ground up. That's why I always enjoy hearing founder stories, because behind every product is a real person who has invested time, energy, and passion into building something meaningful. Walmart is helping customers discover products from thousands of small brands while giving founders opportunities to grow, reach new communities, and share the stories behind their businesses. By making it easier to discover these brands, Walmart helps connect customers with innovative products and the entrepreneurs whose passion, resilience, and creativity help bring them to market. So whether you're an entrepreneur yourself or a dream driver looking to be inspired, it's exciting to see more opportunities for small brands to be discovered. Visit Walmart.com to learn more about the small brands and founder stories available in your community.
Okay. Guys, both of you have watched Rooster.
Yeah, Steve Carell, he's back. You were talking about college backdrop drama.
Yeah.
This is another one. It's almost like Hollywood has one idea and everyone tries to see how many different ways they can reproduce
it. It actually is exactly that, isn't it? Yeah.
Yeah. So this is Steve Carell. I mean, I will watch Steve Carell do anything. He is brilliant at everything he does. He plays this author who has been asked to join a university as the writer in residence. His daughter teaches at this university as well. She's going through a divorce and some things are happening there as well. And it's also at the center of it, at the core, it's about his relationship with his daughter. But then it's also about the relationship he has with his students and his fellow, what are they called, professors. This is by Bill Lawrence, who's done Shrinking, he's done Scrubs, he's done Ted Lasso. So you're going to know what to expect from this. It's not that big warm hug yet. It's a bit of a... You need to give it some time. Like, I've watched 6 of the 10 episodes and I realized, I was like, oh, I don't know about this show. But once I got to episode 6 and episode 7 wasn't waiting for me, I was just like, oh, no, I think I am enjoying this. And it's because of Steve Carell,
yeah,
isn't it?
Oh, he's amazing in it. And it's like, whereas the other ones were warm hugs of a show, this is stress and cringe of a show. Like, you are watching, you're going, oh, no, don't do that. That kind of...
Is it, he was in 4 seasons.
Yeah.
Kind of like that.
It's like that in that it's an adult series. So it's
a proper drama kind of.
Yeah,
is it a midlife crisis-y thing like 4 seasons?
No, not really. What I will say, the thing that I didn't enjoy about this, and it's where writers, I don't know what's happening with Gen X writers, they can't seem to get it right. When they do this intergenerational thing, the only way they can write about it is by putting down the older person in it, going, oh, I don't know how to use this. Oh,
what's
this
a podcast?
Yeah, and I'm just like, can we, like, when you move past those moments, it really works. But it's those moments.
Do they actually really think that we're that stupid?
That's what's really frustrating.
Or that unaware of the world that we've lived in for a bit longer than them.
But see, the issue is...
Although, Kira, you did see both of us struggling with the US Embassy website during the week, so maybe it's not
I don't know what you're talking about, Shane.
It's not user error. It's the people who made the website. It's not you, Kira.
It's not user-friendly.
Yeah. But look, this is something like Schitt's Creek where I didn't get into it straight away.
Okay,
but after
slow burner.
3 episodes.
Reminders of him.
Oh,
I saw the trailer for this. It looks like muck, is it?
Oh, I think...
Say it like it is.
Yeah, no, but I'm with Shane, although I think I have a stone cold heart because I went to see this at a screening and everyone was going, oh my God, I found it so touching and I was heartbroken. It's basically about a woman who is out of jail. And she's come back to town to meet her daughter. She accidentally killed her boyfriend, who was her daughter's husband, and it's about her trying to get back into her daughter's life and start her life.
So sorry, sorry.
Yeah.
The mum accidentally killed
her
daughter's boyfriend.
No, her daughter's father, which was her boyfriend.
Oh,
so
okay.
That was very convoluted.
Okay, sorry.
Killed her boyfriend, who was her daughter's father. This, if you and like the, Colleen Hoover, I mean, she done it. It ends with us, which was
regretting you. Which was terrible.
And the problem is,
it ended with me. I have to say, at that point,
it's terrible. It's cheesy. It's corny. Everything is resolved really quickly. I did not enjoy it. It's beautiful to watch. The cast is great. But I would stay away unless you like
this
type of thing.
Is it soppy and maudlin-y or what is it?
Yeah,
I haven't got a sense of it.
Soppy and cheesy and...
Like Hallmarky.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's that bad.
But it's not... So I like
kinda like
Hallmark
I kind of like a Hallmark
yeah.
movie.
But
it's not a Christmas Sunday, movie. Saturday afternoon.
You've
Sunday
whetted
afternoon.
His appetite.
Yeah. But this is... No,
I need to sell the flower shop because a developer is going to develop on it.
But at least...
But actually, it turns out he's your dad, isn't he? Oh, yeah.
But you know,
same
a Hallmark movie
time.
Knows what it is. This is trying to be too deep and to manipulate us. So I would stay away. But if
it
you're a
man... It would be remiss of us not to mention the Oscars on Sunday night.
Yes.
And we can watch them.
Yes.
On terrestrial TV.
Unless I've gone absolutely mad and people coming to my house are going to be in trouble. It's on RTE this time because it's moving to YouTube.
But live.
Live, yes. It's not the night after. It's on midnight. So take Monday off, people. So if you can. So yes, it's the 98th and it's very exciting. On the Irish side, Jesse, now just hands up, people should know, I put money on Rose Byrne because it was good odds. But
sorry about that.
But Jesse is going to win. It was a win-win situation, money or Jesse.
Yeah, I guess.
That is a win-win.
Jesse is now a clear runner, so very excited that. I don't think Pearl, the Irish Short retirement plan, will win. I think the one Butterfly or Papillon.
So sorry, just coming back to what you said at the very beginning, because I was under the impression that it was moving to YouTube this year. That's next year.
It's next year.
So this is its last year on terrestrial television. I wonder, will it fall, die a death after that, or will it get bigger?
Hard to tell, because like if you watch YouTube a lot, you can't stop ads on your, like, you're going to have to sign up to YouTube for no ads, because they just pop in all sorts of things. So
yeah.
I don't know, unless there's an agreement that there's no ads happening during the broadcast. But
there's 100 ads now anyway. That's why we're all up till 4 o'clock in the morning watching this. Americans like their ads.
Everyone says it's Jessie Buckley's year, first time for an Irish woman ever to win. Is that best actress? Brenda Fricker won Best Supporting Actress, didn't she?
Yeah.
So this is the first time we've won Oscars, but we haven't won Best Actress. This is the only category.
Best Actor, Best Supporting Actor.
Yeah.
This is the
only of the four acting categories that we haven't won.
And on Monday, we'll all be celebrating.
Yeah.
I can't wait to see her parents' reaction.
There won't be a cow milked in Killarney or in fact, throughout the kingdom, I would imagine. Any other top tips, guys?
I'm Sinners, I think. Actually, okay. So Timmy was on a run there recently. Timmy Chalamet for Marty Supreme. It looks like he was just going to just give him the award now, and nothing to do with opera and ballet because
that's too recent, isn't it?
Closed.
Yes.
But it hasn't helped him. However, Michael B. Jordan is my prediction.
Now, I hope so.
But because I'm obsessed with Sinners, I think it's the best movie of the year. If there is a shock on the night, also I think Paul Thomas Anderson will get director and Sinners may get best picture.
I think
one battle after another.
I don't think I got Sinners the way everyone else did. I felt Sinners was peculiar and not. I don't know. It didn't capture me. I couldn't buy in. Yeah. I just didn't. No. And I like a little bit of supernatural and all that. I'm not averse to fantasy or magical thinking or anything. But did you all love it?
I'm too scared to watch it.
It's not that scary, and I am a wuss.
Okay.
Yeah. It's not. It's vaguely.
I only wanted to watch it because of Michael B. Jordan.
Won't be scared. I am wussy as hell.
Okay.
And I watched it without batting an eyelid.
Okay, I might do that. But having not seen it, I really do want Michael B. Jordan to win, and I do want Ryan Coogler, and I do want Sinners to win, because it's something different.
Yeah, it definitely is different, and I did enjoy The Rocky Road to Dublin being like...
That's an amazing, yes.
...played in a Hollywood setting with a big musical scene, do you know what I mean? I absolutely did, but I would have never thought it would have gone near the Oscars.
You only get 4 or 5 Oscars on the night. 4, probably, definitely.
And do you think that? Have you any top tips, Serena?
No, just, do you know what?
I love that. not really. Nah.
No, I just think we're all here for Jesse Buckley.
Yeah,
that
I know.
That is my thing.
I have to say, truthfully, I'm usually here for the red carpet. I actually, that's my favourite thing of the Oscars.
Who are you wearing?
Exactly. Who are you wearing? You know,
never understood that question. But anyway,
but I do love a bit of that.
Yeah.
I actually heard Andrea talking about it on Lunchtime Live today, and I'm wondering.
Do we know who Jesse is wearing?
No,
she's wearing.
They were talking about the fact that how amazing would it be if it is Dior and J.W. Anderson is the one designing for her. Like, there's the Irish.
We're taking over.
Yeah,
we're taking over Hollywood.
That's exciting.
North meets South. Yeah, I like it.
Fantastic stuff. Thank you both, as ever, for telling us what to watch. Some really, I do love a bit of Steve Carell. Thank you for that. Thank you to Serena Bellissimo. Thank you to Dave as well. And we will talk to you next week.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.